Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So lots to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element. Should you make them? And another big thanks to Matt over at the Genesis Communications Network for taking time out of his Christmas holiday to come in. I mean, I'm presuming he celebrates Christmas. To come in and run the board for the show. So we're paying him too. So it's not like he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart, but there's a goodness factor involved there. He certainly didn't have to come in. So big thanks to him. 800-259-9231. He'll be screening your calls. You, as always, can call about anything. And let's start tonight with a Christmas message from the Pope.
Since
earlier, I don't know if it was this week or last week, somebody called in. Was it when you were on the show last week, Julia, when the guy called in talking about how he was a Catholic?
And Pope was the greatest guy on the face of the earth.
Right, the Pope was great, and he's offended that we're not in favor of organized religion on this. You know, I don't think most of the hosts on the show are in favor of organized religion. I mean, obviously, I can't speak for all of them, but that's kind of the impression I get. I don't think any of the hosts on this show are involved in an organized religion.
Probably true.
So he was pretty upset about that. He was really talking up the Pope. And now we actually have something that the Pope has said that we can dig into, because we just sort of had to talk in generalities about organized religion and why it is that I think it's bad. And, of course, I think that it's bad because it's just yet another method that some men will use to control other men. And, of course, when I say men, I mean men, women, children. Man controlling man. That's what government does. And that's what organized religion does. Now, organized religion these days doesn't really use coercion in order to do it. They just use scary stories. They, you know, want to scare you into doing what it is they say you should. Whereas government scares you with violence. If you don't do what they say you should, then, well, they're going to hurt you. So let's see what old Popey has to say for himself here. Pope Benedict the 16th, I believe. He has a Christmas message. Yeah, he has a Christmas message here for the world. And according to the Associated Press, it was unveiled, and the Pope said that the world is heading toward ruin if selfishness prevails over solidarity during tough economic times for both rich and poor nations. He says that in each of these places, may the light of Christmas shine forth and encourage all people to do their part in a spirit of authentic solidarity. What do you think that means? Solidarity. What does that mean?
I don't know. You lost me at shining the Christmas light.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what a Christmas light is other than that stuff that goes around your windows.
Well, let's put that aside and talk about solidarity. What do you think that means? Authentic solidarity, as opposed to what he calls selfishness. He says, if people look only to their own interests, our world will certainly fall apart. What do you think about that? Solidarity versus selfishness. Is that the true choice?
I'm not really aware of what solidarity means.
Allow me to speculate. And if you want to chime in
with your thoughts,
800-259-9231, what does he mean by solidarity? Well, I think that the suggestion there is that you show solidarity by doing what you're told, right? That the idea is that you gather together with the rest of the collective mass and you get with the program. Stop being so selfish and give of oneself to others with selflessness. That's the idea, right? The common theme found throughout society, especially Western society, the idea that selfishness is bad, the idea that taking care of number one is somehow a problem and that everybody else needs to be number one in your life. I mean, it's this weird sort of collectivist mindset that people have been indoctrinated to have. And this is one of the reasons why I do not like the Pope, because he's just a mouthpiece, in my opinion, for control. He's just a mouthpiece for controlling other people and promoting essentially collectivist concepts as having some sort of level of goodness to them. So the idea of solidarity, for instance, the National Service Program, you might hear the term solidarity used with the National Service Program, because then you're showing solidarity with your fellow countrymen by going and working, slaving as a government bureaucrat. So you're showing solidarity. You're showing togetherness. You're not just looking out for yourself. See? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231 now. The question, of course, is what's wrong with it? Well, it sounds nice on its face, right? It sounds, well, you can't just look after yourself. Selfishness is bad. I mean, that's what we've been told. Selfishness. I mean, it's the giving season, right? You're supposed to give to people and not expect anything in return.
Well, I think most people give in hopes that they'll get something in return.
Sure.
Or because they feel like they will get something in return and they don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah, and odds are good they will get something in return. That's probably true. But this is a common message. And to me, I think selfishness is inevitable. I think selfishness is something that you can't get away from. No matter how much you proclaim your selflessness, I don't believe it. Because I think the Pope is absolutely wrong here when he says that if people look only to their own interests, our world will certainly fall apart. Well, isn't it in your interest to have good relations with others? Why would anybody... I mean, the whole idea that one could get along in the world without working closely with others and somehow could be so selfish that you wouldn't interact with other people and wouldn't want to please them is bewildering to me. I don't think it's possible. In the world that we have today, you have to rely on others. The division of labor, everybody is so specialized in what it is that they do, you really can't run your own farm for the most part. The average American could not go and create a self-sustainable life for themselves without using the skills and the talents of the people around them. And luckily, the free marketplace, which we don't have, we have a restricted marketplace, but it still has, you know, it's a little more free than other places around the world. The more free the marketplace, the better your ability to provide for yourself and others. Because in order to provide for yourself, you have to give others what they want. I mean, that's just the way things work. If I want to have a successful radio show, I have to give my advertisers and my listeners and my affiliate stations what they want. Because if I'm not giving those people what they want, they're not going to turn around and give me more affiliate stations, more listeners, more money into the AMP program. Advertisers aren't going to buy more ads. So you have to give people what they want in order to get what you want. But it's all inherently selfish, every single bit of it. The advertisers are advertising on the show because they want more customers. The listeners are listening to the show because they want to be entertained or informed, possibly. The amplifiers are amplifying the show because they hopefully understand that getting the message of liberty out will help them in the long run. Everybody does everything from a point of selfishness. The reason why you're sitting in your chair tonight, Julia, is because, well, it makes you feel good to be here and do this show at some level. You're not getting paid.
That's true. I'm not
going to cut you a check after the show's over. So is it selfless of you to sit here and give of yourself to Free Talk Live and the listeners? Or is it selfish because, well, it's something you want to do?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking rhetorically. You're sitting here. You're welcome to answer.
Well, I agree with you. I certainly don't think there's anything wrong with being selfish. And I think the word is misused a lot.
What do you mean?
Well, I think a lot of people confuse greed, for example. I can see being greedy is a negative trait. And I think a lot of people confuse being selfish and being greedy. I think that doing things for yourself, there's nothing wrong with. And
you might as well. It's your life. You should do things for yourself. Of course, there's nothing wrong with it. But yes, I see where you're coming from. It's misunderstanding the term selfishness.
I'm even having a difficult time coming up with the exact definition of being greedy is sort of what I'm thinking about now. But I think there's a difference, and I think a lot of people...
I think being greedy.
Take one for the other.
I think being greedy, maybe the definition of that might be that you are hoarding money to the detriment of others, perhaps. I'm not sure. Maybe you can define
stealing.
It for us. 800-259-9231. Calls are loading up. We'll take you. Call in about anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of PhotoBlocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam version of the show, all free for you. You can listen online over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. That's PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com. Real quick, before we go on with the phone calls here, started the show out with a story about the Pope propagandizing the masses to be anti-selfishness. Selfishness is bad. You can't look out for number one. Well, wait a minute. If you don't look out for number one, who is going to look out for number one? Are you expecting everybody else to look out for you? Because, I mean, that might be a nice idea, but it's not very realistic. I mean, the fact of reality is that people are always acting in their own best interest. And thank goodness.
The act, what's seen as not being selfish, giving gifts, is a selfish act in that you're doing it because you, A, want to look good, mm-hmm. you want people to be impressed by it, and B, it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And so people are always doing things, even if it's giving gifts or giving to charity. Somebody might be able to say, well, I gave X amount of dollars to charity this year. See how selfless I am. Well, if you're taking that position, then you're giving money to charity because it's making you feel good. And if you're touting it, if you're telling other people about it, shouting it from the rooftops and bragging about your so-called selflessness, then you're clearly doing it to make yourself look good to others. It'd be one thing to give money quietly, give a large amount of money quietly to some charitable organization. Even then, you're still doing it because it makes you feel good, and that's okay. It's okay to do things that make you feel good. That's what life is about, isn't it? Or is it about just feeling bad and delaying any sort of gratification that you have forever because that would be wrong? It'd be wrong to do things for yourself and make yourself feel good? I mean, it's just a crazy mindset that
selfishness
is bad.
Sounds like a really lame 80-plus whatever years.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and here's the definition of greed, since we were talking about that. The dictionary definition from dictionary.com is excessive or rapacious desire, especially for wealth or possessions. Another definition, reprehensible acquisitiveness, insatiable desire for wealth. And as we've touched on in the past, and it's worth reminding people, the only way that greed can really be a problem, in my opinion, and you're certainly welcome to disagree at 1-800-259-9231, the only way greed can really be a problem is when you can have unchecked greed, when you have a situation like we do with governments where there is no check on their greed, except for violent revolution or mass civil disobedience. The government can continue just grabbing as much of your money as they want to. The government has no check on its greed, whereas the usual suspects as far as greed is concerned, corporations, you know, the anti-corporate activists are always talking about how greedy these companies are. Well, the fact is their greed is checked by the marketplace, because you can only be so rapacious in the marketplace if you're so greedy that you cut costs to the bone. Well, then you don't have anybody doing customer service in your business anymore. You don't have good staffing, and that's going to result in customers going somewhere else. As long as there's a competitor in the marketplace, or the possibility for a competitor, nobody can ever get too greedy. Because if you get too greedy, then the market will check you. Your customers will go somewhere else. If you start cutting costs and you start, you know, you make it so that your product is made of crappier quality so you can make a bigger profit on it, eventually people are going to go and buy your competitor's product because they make a better product, even if it is a little bit more expensive. So there's only so far that greed can take you in the marketplace as long as you have competition to check your greed. So there's nothing inherently wrong with being greedy, because you can't really get there. You can't get to the ultimate. There is no apex for greed. There's no point that you can reach where it'll ever be satiated. So the drive to get to where it is you want to go is okay, as long as other people are driven to compete with you. Because then they can point it out and say, hey, these guys are being greedy. Come over here, buy our product, our service. We're doing a better job of it. We'll give you a better deal. And that's what the marketplace does. But in the government world, there's no limit. They can take 10% as easily as they can take 40%. As easily as they can take 70%. Now, when they get up to the 90th percentile, people might start thinking about doing something about it. But until then, man, there's no checks. So I hope that clarifies my position on greed. Yours is welcome at 800-259-9231. As we go to your calls about anything, let's start with Mike in Maryland. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And thank you for having a live show on Christmas. It's refreshing.
Here we are, and here you are. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I talk about the Catholic quote-unquote religion. I take it this isn't one of those PC shows where you have to pull your punches, is it?
Considering we came out of the gate going after the Pope, probably not.
Okay, well, then I can give my unvarnished opinion without being cut off, I assume.
Just don't use any FCC unfriendly words, and you'll be fine.
Of course not. I would never do that. But let me just say that I think there are fine Catholic people. Most people, I'm sure, are fine, and there are some good priests that do some good things. But let me just say that I think I'm a history buff, and I used to study the occult and various religions as a hobby. But basically, the Catholic religion is... It's a pagan religion,
What's wrong with that? I mean, religions.
Well, but it's still Christianity. And let me explain what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Constantine, of course, the 5th century or 4th century adopted the Christian religion, but the conquered territories of the Western Roman Empire were largely Celtic. You had the Iberians in Spain. You had the Germanic tribes. So they had to co-opt many of the pagan practices of the people that they conquered.
Well, we know that the Christians ripped off the pagans as far as creating Christmas. We've talked about that this week already.
Oh sure. And a lot of the early churches were built on formerly pagan shrines. And that's why there's so much emphasis in the Catholic religion placed on holy water, because ancient Celts would make votive offerings to the gods of the sacred springs.
So how do you feel about the Pope?
I think, seeing that he's a former Nazi, I'm a little bit skeptical of him.
Yeah, you could give him a little bit of credit, though. I mean, the fact is he was a kid at that time, and we've all changed a lot since we were kids. I think that you could give him a pass on that one. I mean, the fact is if you didn't want to go into the Hitler Youth, they might have done some nasty things to you at that time or to your family. So I'm not sure if that's...
Yeah, he may have been under some pressure, but let me just further explain my thesis, if you will.
I don't know if we have time for a whole thesis, but if you can do it in 20 seconds, you can.
Well, let me just say that, the whole thing with the Mother Mary, that's kind of like a co-opting of the pagan goddess, and the lighting of candles straight out of voodoo. So there's so many ceremonies and so many aspects.
It's very interesting, and I thank you for bringing those aspects up, and it really shows that a bunch of unoriginal hacks, I mean, ripping off religions that had come before them. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live, and as always, you can bring up anything.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include updates. You get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Whatever the latest is, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical, liberal, and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information.
Your calls are the point of the show, and believe it or not, even though it's Christmas Day, the phones are loaded up. Let's go to, first, to Dave in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I got the perfect solution. Instead of saying happy holidays, say happy December 25th.
Well, whatever. Nobody has ever told me they've been offended by happy holidays, so I don't really feel as though I need to adjust anything. But for those who are concerned, I suppose that's a possibility.
Because I might have got messed up when I said happy, you know what, the other day, holidays.
You might have gotten messed up. What do you mean?
I mean, I took it. I thought you were offended by it.
But, me? Oh, yeah. Man, it takes a lot to offend me. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what would. I'm not too easily offended. I mean, I don't care much for racists. I think they're disgusting and despicable. But I don't know if they really offend me that much necessarily. But certainly, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah. None of it bothers me.
And one final thing. I think if I remember correctly, solidarity started as a defiance of Polish government when Lech Wałęsa was in office. Trying to be
I'm sure solidarity is a term that has been used throughout, you know, the ages to bring people together behind some sort of common cause.
Yeah.
Of course, in the Pope's realm, he means whatever it is authorities say it is to mean. So whatever it is the government says, you need to show solidarity. Don't be thinking of yourself now, Dave. Thanks for the call. Right. Appreciate hearing from you, and happy holidays. 800-259-9231. I have no problem saying Merry Christmas. Sometimes I say Merry Christmas back to somebody who says Merry Christmas. Sometimes I say Happy Holidays
back. I always
back.
Just, I wait for someone to say it to me, and I'll say it back.
You'll copy back whatever they say?
Yeah, whatever they say, I'll just say back, because I don't care either way. It means nothing. All means nothing to me, and I just pissing people off isn't something I really like to do.
That's something I did in high school.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. Stephen in New Mexico. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, still in New Mexico. I'm calling because I've had a series of conversations with my son-in-law. He is going to law school, and he's been infected with the leftist college thing that happens in colleges. I mean, it's the cliche, right? You go to college, you come out of flaming liberal, right?
Well, is it leftist or is it just statist? I mean, it's my understanding statist. That a lot of lawyers are very devout Republicans and or Democrats.
Well,
right.
I think he has a point, though, in that a lot of kids especially tend to come out of college considering themselves liberals, and they jump on the global warming bandwagon and the environmental hysteria bandwagon and all of that.
Yeah, he probably can be safe, though. I base this on several things. First of all, he's really very smart. Not that some leftists aren't. I know some leftists are really very smart.
Oh, absolutely. They use their brilliance to try to control others.
Yeah, exactly. He's also in his early 30s. I think he's 31. So he's not, you know, very young and impressionable, you know, like an 18-year-old right out of high school or something.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just based on the conversations that we've had, we were talking about, for example, the Constitution. And now I have to kind of copy what Tom Woods said, Professor Tom Woods, who wrote the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. He said, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Constitution when I'm talking to people like us, you know, of the freedom movement, let's say.
Right.
But if I'm talking to Hillary Clinton, for example, or one of her supporters, or a Barack Obama supporter, or a George Bush supporter, boy, I'm Constitution all the way, because, you know, you can kind of use that as a rod and jab them, you know, hey, why don't you follow your own law here? Well, we were talking about that, and he said, you know, he said that he thought it was kind of absurd, people who have this strict constructionist view of the Constitution, because after all, it's a 200-year-old document, and that the living, breathing idea of the Constitution was the proper one for the 21st century. Of course, this is what his professors are teaching him. And I said, well, hold on now. I said, let's think about, you know, his name's Robert. I said, Robert, let's think about what the founders went through, the revolutionary generation, what they went through. I said, what they fought against was the living, breathing Constitution. England had that kind of a Constitution. It had a living, breathing Constitution. In other words, it could be changed on a whim, you know, on a whim of Parliament or the King. And the reason why they fought against it and made a Constitution that is pretty much set in stone unless, you know, you use the amendment process is because they found that the living, breathing Constitution was no guarantor of civil liberties. Now, never mind, you know, you and I, Ian, or you and I, Julia, if we're talking, you know, to heck with the Constitution, because
well, it's clear that it's no guarantor. Yes,
right.
The Constitution has either authorized all of the tyranny or has been powerless to prevent
it. Exactly, Lysander Spooner. And I've also talked with him about Spooner, too. So I'm really trying to push. And I guess what I'm calling for is to kind of get ideas, advice, maybe articles you could point to, books you could recommend to kind of help this guy along. Now, keep in mind, he's in law school and he's inundated with homework. So that's like I've been kind of pushing him towards, you know, little podcasts and things like that.
Well, my favorite book to give to liberals, if you say that he is indoctrinated with the liberal mindset,
he's
is
starting
Healing,
to go that way, yes.
Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart.
Okay.
It's an excellent book, and I think that it sort of takes liberty from the, like, wanting to help people side of things. Mm-hmm. So, like that was actually one of the first books I read about liberty, and I was pretty much already converted, so to say. But mm-hmm. it just, the way it presents it is from a people who want to help people side of things, I guess. And I used to consider myself a liberal, and really it was just that I wanted to help people. I just didn't realize that government wasn't the way to help people.
Right.
That's an excellent suggestion. I would certainly second that one. It's a good one. I mean, if you're looking at something, I don't know if you should get bogged down in trying to convince him on the Constitution. I mean, Michael Badnarik wrote a pretty good book on the Constitution, but, I mean, if he believes what he believes about that, then I think maybe healing our world might be a better approach, because it just talks about solving society's problems with the free marketplace and by allowing our neighbors to be free. And
right, well,
yes.
But he was actually really, I mean, when I said that about, you know, the living, breathing Constitution is no guarantor of liberty, because it can be changed on a whim. He was like, wow, I mean, he really got it, you know what I mean?
Oh, did he? Okay.
He was like, oh, boy, I see what you mean. And I just kind of wonder if he's going to think on that himself, if he's going to debate. Because I know, man, if I was in law school, dude, I would be up those college professors' butts every day, man.
Well,
you
yeah.
know what I'm
that's
saying?
Nice. That's probably something you could get away with to an extent, but at the same time, you've also got to bow down to answer the test questions in the way they want
that's
you to.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah,
it's a tough place to be as a liberty-loving person, from what I have gathered. I mean, I don't know mm-hmm. too much about it, but we've had people calling the show from time to time. And if that's the direction you want to go in, I read Michael Badnarik's book, It's Good to Be King, a few uh-huh. years back. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate for 2004, and that really digs into the Constitution and talks about the original intent and what it all really means, and it does it in a really easy-to-understand way, and it's a really short book, too, so you might want to check that one out as well. Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231, but generally, I mean, for any general audience, especially of the liberal persuasion, healing our world is certainly the way to go. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. When other talk show hosts just want to lounge around, we're doing a radio program, which isn't really that much above lounging. So, in fact, I'd like to say I'm really glad that we're doing the show tonight. I mean, we would have done the show on whether it was internet only or live on the radio, but it's we were just like, can I explain what our day was like here today,
sure,
Julia?
Sure, that's fine.
Julia's brother came over to visit from Maine, and we've been just lounging all day long. And I said earlier, like, you can tell you're scraping the bottom of the internet, that you have run out of things to do when you find yourself poking around, as Julia was doing, as we were just sitting watching, poking around on Wikipedia, looking at old, and YouTube, looking at clips from TGIF shows from the early 1990s, like, Family Matters.
Well, it didn't start out as that. Like, we were on looking at other things first, I think, and it was just one of those situations where you're bored, you're looking around on the internet and clicking from link to link to link, and eventually TGIF came up, and we were looking at clips from Family Matters, Steve Urkel.
Yes. So that was our day today. Now we're doing something productive. So 800-259-9231, and that is taking your phone calls about anything. And by the way, if you want to help support this show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Maybe you got a check from grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or something like that, and you want to blow it tomorrow? Well, do it at amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you've been waiting to purchase in 41 categories, as well as used items, new or used, will get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Mike in Wisconsin, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just had an article I wanted to discuss where government is not only able to intrude on a pretty brilliant entrepreneur. But I was reading this article, and it's actually really brilliant, and I came across it about 2 hours ago, and was like, I have to call in tonight since I knew you guys were doing a show.
All right. What is it?
If you'll indulge me.
Yeah.
Inquiry into U.S. plastic surgeon who, quote, used fat from clients to run car.
Hmm.
This is a Beverly Hills cosmetic surgeon who would take the liposuction fat from his patients and would convert it into fuel for his biodiesel vehicle.
Wow.
And,
but now they're investigating him now?
Now it's California. The article says California's public health department has opened an inquiry into claims made by Dr. Alan Bittner that he had turned fat removed from his patients into biodiesel. Dr. Bittner writes on his website, "The vast majority of my patients request that I use their fat for fuel, and I have more fat than I can use." And so not only does he have their consent, it's not like he's just taking the fat from the patients. He has their consent, which is, you know, required for basically any medical procedure.
Right.
But now you have not only do the patients come out a little thinner like they initially desired,
mm-hmm.
But as the doctor says, well, they also get to, you know, save the planet as well. So
everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Everybody.
Yeah, the guy lives in L.A., so I'm sure, you know, he probably either has to commute and ride into work.
Right.
So he gets free gas. The patients who probably have, especially in this economy, if they have money to spare on liposuctions, you know, they're happy. And basically everybody walks out happy, and now that he's being investigated and his clinic's been shut down because...
Whoa! Can I guess why? Is it because he's violating some kind of disposal law? Like you're only supposed to do X, Y, and Z with biological waste?
That's probably what it is, if they're bringing the public health department into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also says here in the article that it is illegal in the U.S. to use human medical waste to power vehicles, which also...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me either, because, I mean, look, if the water reclamation plant, if there's some ingenious employee down there that wants to take human feces reclaimed from the water and can turn it into a fuel, why should they be able to do that either?
Yeah, I it's just amazing. Maybe the answer is, and obviously I'm speculating here, but would love to hear from others at 800-259-9231, but maybe the answer is that this is some sort of preemptive strike by the current power company, I mean the current oil companies to prevent people from innovating in this particular area. Maybe there's some real potential with using bodily waste in some way to power things. I mean, I remember reading a while back about somebody wanting to harness the power of cow farts or something like that. And so maybe there's something to this, and the oil companies are trying to suppress it. Obviously, that's kind of a paranoid suggestion, but some would believe it.
Yeah, who knows? But I just thought I would call, and I wanted to also wish you both a very happy holidays, and thanks for showing up today and giving the people that don't have a lot to do something to enjoy.
Walking downstairs.
Yeah, it was no problem, man. So you said before you go, though, you said this guy has they shut down his operation, and now like his license is in jeopardy. And
He had a website. The article states that he had a website called lipodiesel.com, and that's been shut down, and his clinic has been closed.
Wow, that's a sad story.
So, you know, I guess innovative entrepreneurship in this day and age is no longer, and not only, like I said, it's the consensual thing. It's consensual, innovative, and being an entrepreneur, I guess we don't need that anymore.
Right, you know, he should have, how dare he go out there and try to create a product for himself all by himself without going to the proper authorities first. He should have gone downtown, we have this commercial that runs from time to time, on our internet feed that is really funny about the whole process of getting into business today, and that there's all these forms and these obligations and mandates and government bureaucrats you have to deal with and hoops that you have to jump through. So clearly business people should be doing all this hoop jumping before they even begin the process of innovating. That'll really do a lot to help the economy, won't it?
Just prostrate yourself. That's what you have to do now, is just prostrate yourself and lick boots, and you'll be the best businessman out there in the free market.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and I'm glad you brought the story up. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I mean, I think that plastic surgery is kind of silly in general, but people want to do it. That's their business. It's their body. They should be able to suck out whatever they want and put in whatever they want and rearrange whatever they want how they want. And if they're paying for it voluntarily and he's doing it for them, who cares what he does with the leftovers? I don't care what he can put them in jars and set them on his shelf if he wants to. I mean, whatever, man. It doesn't bother me, but yeah, it's probably because of some sort of biohazard claims like, oh, this is bad. I mean, can you imagine that process? What's the process like when you take fat from somebody's body, you liposuck the fat out, and then you turn that into fuel? It sounds gross. I mean, it sounds like a messy, nasty process. 1-800-259-9231. We continue. John is on the line in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling about peace on earth. As the message of today is supposed to be about peace on earth, and
supposedly,
I think there's only one way to get there. That's through non-aggression.
That's true. Through allowing your neighbors to be free.
You've got on your home page there at Free Talk Live an interview with a fellow from he's an associate of Deepak Chopra.
That's correct. Itakethevow.com.
Yeah, and that site was kind of interesting, and it was neat. He used the word nonviolent evolution. It's a term that you use and I use and several others of us up here in New Hampshire are using. It's evolution as opposed to revolution.
Absolutely.
I thought you did a pretty good job interviewing him. Something that you might want to know is that those people are, you know, impure, just like all my other brothers and sisters in either the yoga or Buddhist or Christian communities,
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, they're not perfect, and they think they're nonviolent.
Right.
But even if their organization is a 501c3 tax-deductible non-government church or organization or something, they're tied to the government, and they shouldn't be doing that. And it's very, very hard for people to do, and I guess that it's kind of deep to even say that, because it's beyond just realizing the violence, because people only do that on a personal action level, and they don't realize, as you said, is it okay if you authorize somebody else to do it?
Certainly not. It's not okay to hire a hitman to kill your wife, and it's not okay to hire the government to force people to pay money into some fund that does what you want it to do. I mean, it's just not okay.
It's not okay at all, and the personal action might be for people to just think about that on this Christmas Day. If you want peace on earth, all of you, whatever denomination or none at all that you're from, the only way to get to peace on earth is through non-aggression. You need to stop doing that and take a step back from the government. Take a look at what they're really doing. When they put people in prison for driving down the street without a license or having a couch on their porch
or
not paying their taxes
or whatever it is. Or the plastic surgeon who is powering his car from the fat.
Pulling his car.
Just so sad. And you're absolutely right. You have to allow others to be free if you want it for yourself. And I think that we're going to see some interesting changes coming up here in 2009. John, thanks for your patience tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. As more people continue to get together who also would like freedom, we're going to see some very interesting things happen. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There is growth.